Opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Mr. Prigozhin, Yevgeny Prigozhin, you've already heard, most of you, that he was a passenger on a plane that crashed with no survivors flying from Moscow to St. Petersburg. This happened today. And on media, the rant is everybody is trying to figure out who assassinated him. Was it an assassination? Did the wing just fall off the aircraft? What was the contrail that was leading from the ground to the aircraft, and then the aircraft falls out of the sky? This was Wednesday, today. No confirmation that Prigozhin was physically on board. Reuters cannot immediately confirm that he was on the aircraft. It's assumed he was. There was a second plane in the proximity, another Prigozhin aircraft, and it turned and hightailed it back to Moscow to land. They didn't want to be up there. So an investigation is launched into the Embraer plane crash that occurred in Russian time. It was evening. Now, if Prigozhin was on it, he was in June. There was an attempt by Prigozhin and the Wagner military men that he was overseeing. They have Wagner troops, mercenaries in Africa, to protect some of the nations from American, British interests. There were 10 people on board, but he attempted a coup. It appeared as if it was a coup. There had been talk that the CIA may have compromised Prigozhin and that he may have been promised something by American CIA. These are some of the rumors that were hovering around the June incident. Within just days, it ended. As quickly as it began, it came to an end. Prigozhin went to Belarus, was protected there by Lyshenko. And I don't know why he would be flying from Moscow to St. Petersburg. It's assumed he was on the plane. People are speculating that Putin may have had him killed because of that coup. He has a lot of he does have a lot of influence. Many of the Russian people wanted Russia to go into Ukraine and a quick campaign in and out. But one of the things with Russian military in this situation, because the United States is involved, NATO nations, European nations, many nations, sanctions against Russia. Russia had to take one of their strategies. They call it, they grind, G-R-I-N-D, grind. They just like a pit bull, one little chokehold at a time. And what's happening now is many of the Americans that are in Belarus have been told in the last 48 hours to get out, get out. Belarus and Russia, these two countries, they are amigos. And the Americans aren't safe. And many of the Ukrainians in that region, in the war zone, are leaving and coming to America in droves. It is a legal immigration. And what is happening to the other people coming into the United States at the southern border by the hordes, it is a legal immigration. This administration is basically telling you it is a legal immigration. We say it's illegal, but they've opened the borders, and they say it's legal, and they're bringing in 270,000 bodies, souls, people from Ukraine, and it's also legal immigration. Bring us your huddled masses, because the American people will pay for the whole, they'll pay the ticket. So with going back to Prigozhin, Russia, if he is dead, if he was on board that aircraft, I'm going to have to finish this thought on the other side of the break. The podcast for the programs are 1360KHNC.com. On the internet, 1360KHNC.com, the podcast sections.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
What a lucky man he was. What a lucky, what lucky, lucky men, all of these hundreds of thousands of troops in Ukraine dying needlessly. It is a campaign. It is a New World Order campaign. Those battlefields are zones of sacrifice, no different than the Mayan temples, the Inca temples, the temples in the Far East, where human sacrifice, no different than the killing fields of America with the children who are slaughtered before they're born. Killing fields. This is what men do. And the men I'm talking about are the wicked rulers of the world. This is one of the ways to cull the populations of the world. Then on another spectrum, it is also a way to kill the God-fearing, God-believing people of Ukraine, of that whole area in Russia, the Greek churches, whether it be the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Greek or Greek Orthodox Church, the Serbian Orthodox churches, the churches that were Greek churches in Yugoslavia, the civil war in America, the unspoken war was the war of Christian, God-fearing evangelical Christians in the north fighting their brothers, the evangelical Christians in the south. A civil war. I heard a little talk last week. The individual was saying it was actually an uncivil war. And what's happening with all these wars, there is nothing civil about them. Russia didn't want to have to engage in Ukraine. They were forced to. The Americans felt they could make this an easy victory and trigger everything, trigger this war, initiate it by threatening to put missiles, short-range missiles, in eastern Ukraine and allowing Ukraine to become a NATO member. It failed. Vladimir Putin, his strategies to change the global order have succeeded. The global order has changed. That came through the partnership with China. Prigozhin, if this individual truly was on board that plane, it could be understood this, it was a military move. Russia is gaining momentum in South Africa. Momentum with the BRICS trading group of nations. These nations, Brazil, is hesitant to push too quickly. Putin and China, in their visits with the president of Brazil and India and some of the other nations, these nations are saying, let's like Henry Kissinger, let's take Kissinger's approach. Let's just slowly eat away. Let's get our victories slowly, year by year, decade by decade, decade by decade. But Putin and Xi Jinping, they realize they don't have that luxury. They don't have that time. Why? Because this country, empire, we have unleashed hell upon the earth. And Russia and China, they realize that this country is going to unleash hell on any nation that is meeting right now, that just finished these meetings in South Africa, in Johannesburg. Some of the nations that were there, they didn't, you don't know. They're concealing, they're hiding, they're keeping things quiet because you don't want to tell America who is planning to start using other currencies other than the petrodollar. You don't want to advertise that. You want to keep it secret. So what has happened in Johannesburg here yesterday, it's for the most part many, many secrets. What is the currency? Gold-backed currency. What currencies will be used? The ruble, the yen, the dinar, the rupee, the euro. They're hiding everything. There is going to be a gold-backed, and they're saying currency, but it's going to be more likely a gold-backed token. Currencies can be, you can control currencies. You can mess with their value. But with a gold-backed token, like I'm going to trade you a gallon of milk for a gallon of orange juice. I'm not going to trade a gallon of milk for a dozen eggs because you might take an egg here or there. So I'm going to give you a gallon of milk for 10 eggs. No. It's going to be trade gallon for gallon. Gold-backed ruble, gold-backed yuan, gold-backed rupee, gold-backed whatever. They're hiding, they're keeping their cards close to the chest. And this is making Empire very nervous. Very nervous. This unipolar group of nations, they want to know what nations are going to conduct business with other currencies other than the U.S. petrodollar. And Prigozhin, I think he may have made a mistake. Vladimir Putin, he has too much momentum. He can't assume that things are going to be okay on the Western Front. He has to make sure, if this is true, that Prigozhin was on that plane. It's the way it is. Now, speaking of the BRICS out of Reuters, the BRICS group of nations seeks to champion the global south. 40 countries interested in joining the bloc. There's more than that. The expansion of the BRICS bloc under consideration attracted what they call motley crew of potential candidates. You see, this is the way that these rulers and the elite of the world view these little nations, these little nations they consider to be little pests. This is very wicked the way that the imperialists of the West view these countries. A motley crew of potential candidates from Iran to Argentina. I don't think that Iran is a motley crew. I don't think Argentina is either. One thing in common, level the global playing field that many countries consider rigged against them. A list of grievances, abrasive trade practices, punishing sanctions, perceived neglect of the development needs of poor nations, the wealthy West domination of international bodies, such as the United Nations. These nations go to the UN, you know, to be protected. But there's no one there. They all of a sudden, they don't have a voice. The International Monetary Fund or the World Bank, dissatisfaction with prevailing world order, And the pledge of the BRIC nations is to make this group, they coordinate together, work together. This is why over 40 countries are interested in joining the BRICS. It'll be a group, a grouping. They'll swarm together. This way, they can protect themselves. You know, out on your own, you're a target. Out on your own, you can be a victim. But if you swarm together, all these little nations and the medium-sized nations, and not the global power nations, other than China, now Russia, India, and, you know, South Africa and Brazil, these nations are economically, because of the resources, they're able to play in this field, and they're able to assist all these younger, these other smaller nations. But if they swarm together, that is their only hope. Brazil made the comment that they don't want to move forward too quickly. I'm going to tell you right now, Russia and China, they realize you don't have a choice. You have to keep up. If you don't keep up and let America figure out what we're doing and let the unipolar network of imperialist nations, you give them an opportunity, I'll tell you what, you know, you're not going to be on your back for 3 seconds because you'll be pinned. You've got to get off your back. You've got to get into the game again. You've got to get on your feet. You've got to get your balance. And if there was ever a time for these nations to actually, kind of like extreme cage fighting, this time the United States has competition. The nations that are in this cage, these nations are fighting for their existence. They're fighting for the lives of the people of their nations, for their futures. These nations, many of them, were not under Bill Gates' plan to inoculate these nations into oblivion, into non-existence. These nations, they have to engage, and they are engaging. And I want to tell the American people, they're engaging on behalf of the people of the United States of America, as odd as that may seem. You see, the American people, we're having to engage against who? We're having to get into the fight, into the battle, because of the rulers of the world. In the seven-hilled city to the eastern side of this country, seven hills of hell, and all the people, most of the people, the majority of the people that are there, supposedly representing the people, and are not. They're representing the forces on the other side of the veil, because they're members of secret societies, such as Ron DeSantis and the Clintons and the Bushes and the Bidens, the Obamas. I can just continue, but I have to go to a break. I have to take a break. So we'll be back to podcast 1360khnc.com for podcasts for all programs.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Hey, it's Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592. 1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
There is a revolution taking place, and with the BRICS network of nations, they're promoting recognition of a multipolar global order with economic and political balance, with the aim of breaking away from organizations formed in the post-World War II era, such as the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund. They are putting together their own equivalent of a World Bank or a monetary or an international monetary fund, a development bank. They have everything they need, and they're putting this together so these nations can work together so they can develop. This is one thing that empire would never allow these nations to do, become self-sufficient or independent. This is kind of the principle with the people in this country. They don't want you to have a little garden. They don't want you to be self-sufficient. They don't want you to be able to, use natural remedies. They want you to go to the company store. They want you to buy everything from the company store. Use the company store's doctors, medications. These nations are going to have their own system. Then another thing, too, is... Again, I just mentioned that they're going to have this development bank. This is one of the things that the nations, all these little insignificant nations, these little nations that have no hope unless they're on the breast of the American banks, that they have a development bank, and this bank was created in 2015, which offers an alternative to the World Bank. To the IMF, and it's a Shanghai headquartered bank. It has presently $30 billion in infrastructure development. Now, one thing about Putin, this man has to be has strategies diplomatically, because in South Africa, and there are many nations that Vladimir Putin, should he go to these nations, he would be imprisoned. He's considered a war criminal. Well, Bill Gates the same, Henry Kissinger the same. In one way or the other, we are kind of all war criminals, because if we won't go along with the agendas, well, we're targeted also. But one thing they want to do is five of these countries account for 18% of international trade. The majority of the trade is transacted in dollars. So they're critical of the greenback's predominance in the world trade. And so one of the goals, and this is where empire, this doesn't sit well. They want to free themselves from the dollar. They want to increase the use of their own national currencies for trade. They want to introduce a common payment system eventually in the long term. What they're planning presently is, you know, really not known. They're keeping their cards close to the chest. They don't want the CIA to know what is happening. Russia and China are going to settle all of their trade in their local currencies. So that's what's happening. Then I really don't have the time to, well, maybe I do. I have talked to the audience about this election. Donald Trump is still the president. Ron DeSantis is a globalist. He, along with many people in this country, I'll give you an inside secret. Not because I'm an insider, but because I see it in the Bible. There are many of these politicians, like Abbott of Texas, DeSantis, the governor of this state, governor of California, these influential people throughout the country, Democrat and Republican. They are sending resumes so that they can be hired in the new coming administration. They're sending out their resumes. They are global players. They are for global agendas. They will play the game. And this is kind of even internationally. Boris Johnson, the Sunak of the Prime Minister of England. But here on this land, this new coming administration, this final administration in the United States, an administration like no other administration, an administration which the American people will not be free. You will do as commanded. Initially, no, but as time goes on, the requirements are become more stringent. And these individuals, they know there's going to be a change. They know possibly that this, if you want to even call it an election, that is going to take place. I think it's going to be an overthrow, a coup, It's what they do. The CIA, they go in and they make it appear like a country has free elections. It's not. They put in the individual of their choice. Well, they're going to put in the individual of the choice. Joe Biden, his shelf life, boy, the expiration date is coming to an end. It is the twilight. Two things, the twilight zone for sure. But he's going to get sundowners, and one day he's not going to wake up. They're doing everything they can medically to keep this individual, to give him a way to stand up, to walk forward, to not trip. We are watching magic. We are watching a facade. The American people are hypnotized, believing that they have a president. There's somebody there physically, but we don't know what's there subjectively inside. Is it an empty shell? The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Okay, we're going to continue now, as always. And now, something that's coming back into the headlines, something that just won't go away. It's like those red ants at the picnic. They just keep coming around because there's food. Well, the matter of Barack Obama's homosexuality, and there are so many in this country that 8, 10 years ago just would poo-poo it, but it continues to come back, and the matter of Michelle being actually a transgender and the matter of the Obamas actually having rent the children from a gentleman and his wife, the two very two professionals. What was the two girls' names? I can't remember. Malia and I can't remember. And even one of the daughters says that Michelle is, she believes that Obama is gay and Michael is a man. This is the children. It's just like, believe the children. It's like when Ashley Biden came out with her diaries, everybody discredited the campaign to discredit her as being a little bit cuckoo. The FBI gets the diaries, finds out that the diaries are absolutely her writing, her accounts, the dates match, where she was at a certain date with her dad. Everything fit. She couldn't make it up. It was not imagined. It's the same thing with these two girls. This isn't going to go away. The Bible says what is done in the dark will be brought out into the light. What is spoken in the ear is going to be shouted from the mountaintops, the rooftops. You cannot hide it. The American people are going to have to address the truth and the reality about the people and the dynasties and people in these positions of power in this country. Senators that are pedophiles. Dynasties. I go through these dynasties. God wants the people of this country to know the truth about the people of this country that you have voted for. Jimmy Carter, being the half-brother of the Kennedy boys. This is not fact. This is fact. This is true. The Clintons, Bill and Hillary, being cousins. Don't go to Google. You can't find it on Google. You have to go to different search engines and you start doing your research. They are thinking that Hillary, from the best evidence that these investigators can find, it may be that Nelson is her real father. Bill's mother was the daughter of the governor of Arkansas, Winthrop. As this makes Bill and Hillary cousins. It happened in Shakespeare's plays. It is recorded all through European history with the royals of Europe. But no, that's Europe. That would never happen in the United States of America. This is a different country. Well, you're living on the dark side of the moon. This is not going to go away. Why? Because in the time in which we live, the book of Revelation states that all of the mysteries are going to be revealed. The nations, who they are in the Bible, and people. There are going to be seven kings of a great nation, of a great empire. King James talks about kings like the royals and the kings of England. But in our modern vernacular, it's talking about presidents, prime ministers, chancellors. But it's talking about a great nation, a great society, influential society, like no other society, greater than Egypt, greater than Greece, greater than Rome, greater than England. And the technology from this great empire that will be able, the military, what they would call it, the captains that work with the rich, with the rulers of the world, the captains, meaning military, military-industrial complex, and what this complex is able to do. Like I mentioned yesterday, they'll have the ability to control weather, regulate weather. They have the ability to bring fire down from heaven. Listen to my yesterday's podcast. Everything Christ did, they want to duplicate in the time in which we live. What Moses did and the miracles that he performed, and what God did at Sodom and Gomorrah. Mankind wants that power. They want the power of the Bible. This is the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
And you know, Joan Rivers, I'm telling you, this matter with the homosexuality with Barack Obama and the transgender Michelle Obama, this is not going away. It's going to come back because God is going to expose it. Now, Joan Rivers, before she died, she said that Barack Obama is gay and that the First Lady Michelle Obama is a transgender. She was asked, this was in 2014, she was asked by the reporter on the street about her Monday appearance at the bookstore in New York City where she officiated an impromptu gay wedding between two of her fans. The reporter then asked whether the U.S. will ever see a gay president, to which the 81-year-old Rivers replied, quote, "We already have it with Obama. So let's just keep calm," end quote. She started to walk away before adding, quote, "You know Michelle is a tranny," end of quote. When the reporter asked how to confirm what she had said asked her to confirm what she had said, and Rivers said, "A transgender, quote, we all know," end of quote. She earned a rebuke from the Anti-Defamation League in 2012 after likening Costco to Nazi Germany when the store refused to sell her a book. But anyhow, because I'm late in the program, I can't get to another thought with articles, documentation about this family. This family This family is just beginning a new political career. The family, the Obamas, are just beginning a new political career. They have been in the shadows. They are no longer going to be in the shadows. But once they return out of the dark, everything about them is going to be known. And the people finally are going to have the truth and the facts given to them. They're going to eventually admit they did not have any children, because Michael cannot have children. He's a he-she, or I don't know what you call him. He's a wannabe woman. There are too many wannabe women out there. I like the women that are women. I don't like the individuals that are wannabe women. They're coming back. Their political career is about to begin to amp up once again. I know you think this is maybe a little bit odd, a little bit strange, but it's not. They have a temporary hiatus from the political world, just a little time out. But Barack is coming back. Michael is not coming back. He's not going to have a political position. Everything is about Barack. Everything is about this individual. And Donald Trump, still to this point, is the hindrance to the great evil of the Democrat Party that is going to come. Donald Trump is still that hindrance. He's the hindrance to the great evil within the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. He is still interfering. He's still pushing back that final hurricane that is going to hit the shores of this country in the next year or two. For today, Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcast. Present Truth section. The other hosts are there also. We'll visit tomorrow. And just take it easy. We'll be back.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.